boys had picked him up down there on the ground, and they had a gubby over there just to haul him off.
There you can put any from in there. The 30th of May, you can put anything up there on the grave that you want to lay it on the grave. Mm-hmm. But from the 4th of July on, it's got to be taken up or they take it away.
So they can mow.
Yeah. If it's on the monument, of course, it just stays there if you want it to all the time.
Now, we'll pick this one up in the spring. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's...
Well, do they have lots of beautiful flowers and things?
Yeah, they do. It's Christmas, for Christmas. And the 30th of May, it is, they'll all be in the graves. Most of them are decorated. Through. And we put, for the 30th of May, we put the flag on the veterans' graves. Mm-hmm. And,
Back to talking about sleeping. Now, if you were... like you might say, I dreamed I was falling, if you've ever dreamed that. I have dreamed I was falling. But just as I was about to hit the ground, I...
Waken?
Yeah, that's what some reason happens every time. Now, if you were to, especially like if a child gets mad, might bring their foot down on the floor and
stomp the floor.
Now, in the old days, if a boy was to see a girl at church and he wanted to accompany her home, let's say he had a wagon or something, he'd say, well, may I...
Escort you, or may I, your company, or your company, home with you.
A lot of them would say, may I see you
home? See you home, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's,
And like if, now would they, like to come to church, out where you live, people generally live close enough that they would walk, or did they come in wagons?
They walk for distance, and so some come in wagons. Now, people didn't more mind walking a mile to go to church when the weather's hot or it's cold or anything like that. Mm-hmm. They didn't care for that. They went. Mm-hmm. And, well, there's lots rode in wagons, all right. Some rode horsebacks, and in the later years, they got the buggy and the hack. And
then they would sometimes go in.
Yeah, and them hacks and buggies and things. Yeah.
Well, and then if a girl would walk, then sometimes the boy would say, well, he would...
If the boy was riding a horse, why, he'd walk and lead that horse along with her, you see, and walk in. Mm-hmm.
And I used to get to ride the horse when the boys were going with my aunt to a hack.
Oh!
Yeah. But they'd always lead it. I didn't ride
in the rain. Yeah, yeah. Now, if you were to get a wagon stuck in the mud, now you might have to get behind it and
push,
or sometimes somebody in front and tie a rope on it, and then
I never see them get on, tie a rope on it, but we'd take a hold of the wheel and help the team, or get behind and push the wagon to help the team,
and then the team could then
pull it.
Johnny used to hang on to the tongue too,
or another team. Put another team on them, but.
Now, if you were carrying, something like a big bag of meal, instead of saying, I picked it up and carried it, you might say, I picked it up and...
Toted it.
Yeah.
Toted it. That is very common use. Very common use, yeah.
Now, you might tell a child, now that stove is hot, so...
Don't touch it.
If you needed a hammer, you might tell, send a child after it, and you'd say, well, go.
Get me that hammer.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember back when children would play hide and seek?
Yes, sir.
And they'd have to run in and touch, what would they?
They go stand there again a building or a post, and they count the